the Prophet's Sermon on the Advent of Ramadan. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Salam, dear listeners, and wish you lots of spiritual bounties on the advent of blessed Ramadan. Here we present you glimpses of the blessings of the month of fasting as outlined in a memorable sermon by Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Please stay tuned. In the book Uyun Akhbar al-Raza, compiled over 1,000 years ago by the famous Iranian theologian Sheikh Saduq, the Prophet's 8th infallible heir, Imam Reza, peace upon him, relates on the chain of authority of his illustrious ancestors from the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him, that once, on the advent of the blessed month of Ramadan, the Prophet, addressing the people, said, "O people, the month of Allah has come with its mercies, blessings, and forgiveness. Allah has decreed this month the best of all months, its days the best of all days, its nights the best of all nights, and its hours the best of all hours. It is the month in which He has invited you to fast and pray. He has honored you in it. Every breath you take in it as the reward of tasbih or praise of Allah. Your sleep is worship, your good deeds are accepted, and your invocations answered. Therefore, you must invoke your Lord in right earnest with heart that are free from sin and evil, and pray that Allah may help you to keep fast and to recite the Qur'an. Indeed, miserable is the one who is deprived of Allah's forgiveness in this great month. While fasting, visualize the hunger and thirst of the Day of Judgment. Give alms to the poor and the needy. Pay respect to your elders. Have sympathy for your youngsters and be kind towards your relatives and kinsmen. Guard your tongue against unworthy words, your eyes from sins not worth seeing, and your ears from sounds that should not be heard. Be kind to orphans so that your children were to become orphans, they will also be treated with kindness. Do repent to Allah for your sins and supplicate with raised hands at the times of prayers, as these are the best of times, during which Almighty Allah looks at His servants with mercy. Answers if they supplicate, responds if they call, grants if they ask, and accepts if they entreat. O people, you have made your conscience the slave of your desires. Make it free by invoking Him for forgiveness. Your back is breaking under the heavy load of your sins. So prostrate before Him for long intervals and make it lighter. Do understand fully well that Allah has promised in the name of His majesty and honor that He will not take to task such people who perform the prayers and the prostrations, and that He will guard their bodies against the fire of hell on the Day of Judgment. O people, if anybody from amongst you arranges for any believers the iftar, that is food for ending the fast after sunset, then Allah will give the reward as if he or she had set free a slave, and He will forgive previous sins." When the audience asked, But everybody amongst you does not have the means to do so. The prophet replied, Keep yourself away from the fire of hell by providing iftar, though it may consist of only half a date, fruit, or even some water, if you have nothing else. The prophet, in continuation of his sermon, said, O people, anybody who, in this month, cultivates good manners will walk over the Sirat, that is the bridge leading to paradise via the rim of hell, on the day when feet will tend to sleep. Anybody who in this month may take light work from servants, Allah will make easy his or her accounting, and anybody who does not annoy others in it, Allah will keep him or her safe from his wrath on the day of judgment. Whoever respects and treats an orphan with kindness in it, Allah shall look at him or her with kindness on that day. Anyone who treats well kinsfolk in it, Allah will bestow his mercy on him or her on the day of judgment. While anybody who maltreats kinsfolk in it, Allah will deprive him or her of his mercy. Whoever offers recommended prayers in it, Allah will save him or her from hell. And whoever observes in it obligatory acts of worship, the reward will be sevenfold for such acts compared to other months. Whoever repeatedly recites salawat or blessing on me in it, Allah will keep the scales of good deeds heavy on judgment day, while the scales of others would be tending to lightness. In this month, whoever recites an ayah of the Qur'an, the reward will be that of reciting the whole Qur'an in other month. O people, the gates of paradise remain open in this month. Do pray to your Lord that they may not be closed for you. While the gates of hell are closed, do pray to your Lord that they may never be opened for you. Satans have been handcuffed, so invoke your Lord not to let them dominate you. The Prophet's vicegerent, Imam Ali, peace upon him, says, I asked, O Messenger of Allah, what are the best deeds in this month? The Prophet replied, O Abul Hasan, the best of deeds in this month is to be far from what Allah has forbidden. The Imam, seeing the Prophet visibly in grief, asked, O Messenger of Allah, what makes you weep? In reply, the Prophet foretold the tragedy that was to befall his divine designated vicegerent decades later in Ramadan. Oh, Ali, I weep for that which will befall you in this month. Visualizing myself to be in your place when you will be praying to your Lord and the most wicked person of all times, like the one who chopped off the feet of the camel of the tribe of Thamud, which was proof of Prophet Saleh's mission, will strike you on your head and your beard will be dyed in blood. On being informed of his martyrdom, the first thought that occurred to Imam Ali, peace upon him, was not about the life of this mortal world, but about his faith. And he asked, O Messenger of Allah, will my faith be secure? The Prophet replied, Yes, your faith will be secure. The Prophet continued his sermon, as his companions listened in amazement and some in disbelief. "Oh, Ali, whoever kills you has in fact killed me. Whoever annoys you has annoyed me. And whoever slanders you has slandered me, because you are to me like my soul. Your spirit is my spirit, and your nature is my nature. Surely Allah, the praised and the glorious, created me, then you, chose me, then you, and selected me for prophethood, and selected you for imamat. Whoever denies your imamat has in fact denied my prophethood. Oh, Ali, you are my legatee and father of my grandchildren and husband of my daughter and my caliph, vicegerent over my ummah both in my lifetime and after my death. Your bidding is my bidding and your forbidding is my forbidding. By the power that granted me prophethood and made me the most excellent of creation, you are the Hujjatullah, the argumentation of Allah over his creatures, and his trustee over mysteries, and his caliph over his creatures."